We are on Daf Zayin and Aleph at the top. So, keep in mind in this Gemara that we have Rabbi Yossi, who is a Tana, and we also have Rabbi Yossi and a Moira. So don't get confused. I'll point out which one is which. At the beginning here, we're going to be talking about Rabbi Yossi the Tana. So it says that, let's suppose you have a Cheresh who speaks, but he cannot hear. So he should not take truma l'chachila, but if he takes it, b'diavad it's kosher. And Mefarshim all explain because of bracha, right? Because he can't hear his own bracha, right? So l'mid nistracha, who's this? This is l'Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara quotes a famous sheet of Rabbi Yossi by Kriyashma. Haidi Rabbi Yossi, which Rabbi Yossi? Haidi Rabbi Sinu Kamon. There's a Mishnah in brachas. It says Hakari Yeshma v'leishmi alazna yatzah. The Tanakhama holds that if you read Kriya Shema and you didn't say it loud enough so that your ears could hear it, you're Yotze anyway. Even though the Pasuk says Shema, which makes it sound like you have to hear it, but the Tanakhama holds Shema, v'choloshen sha'ato shomea, that it's coming to tell me you could read Shema in any language, not that you have to physically hear it. Rabbi Yossi is Cholek, and he holds lo Yotze. You're not Yotze Kriya Shema because he holds Shema means you must hear. Okay? So, our Mishnah, let's try to figure out what the Gemara is trying to say here. So, according to Tanakama, who holds that even when it says the word Shema by a mitzvah, and you didn't hear it, you're Yotze. So, Kol Shekein, if it's a mitzvah like Truma, where it doesn't say Shema in the mitzvah of Truma, right? So, surely, It won't be a ma'akev for sure, right? And not only that, you could probably say the bracha also, just like you could say Shema and not hear the words and be yotze. So you could say the bracha on taking truma also and not be yotze. And I'm saying not be ma'akev. I'm sorry. And you should be able to say that. So basically, the Gemara is trying to say it's only going to be like Rabbi Yossi that Amish shall come out. Okay. So in footnote 5, we'll just take a look over here. That Rabbi Yossi, who considers an inaudible Shema recitation invalid, will likewise consider a deaf person's Shema recitation invalid because he himself cannot hear the words he recites. The Gemara assumes further that Rabbi Yossi will invalidate any ritual recital made by a deaf person, including the brachas on taking off truma. One might have thought the deaf person's truma separation is also not valid. So the Mishnah tells us not so. The Mishnah tells us no. But the evidence is good. Now, he says, the Mishnah must follow Rabbi Yossi, because according to the Tanakhama, it's unnecessary to say the truma separation is valid. Tanakhama validates in an audible Shema. He will likewise validate a deaf person's blessing on the separation of truma, and it's obvious the separation takes effect. So that's the pshat that we're going to learn now. Okay. So far we have one. We've established one thing. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi the Tana by Kriya Shema, who requires that you hear the Kriya Shema, and that's why it says that a Cheresh Shemeya Hamadam Veino Shemeya should not be Mafresh Truma. You're talking about Stam the Veltarine. If I take a cup of water,
right,
and I make a shahako on it,
and there's loud music,
and I don't hear what I'm saying. Well, forget about the loud music. Loud music might be a different channel. But if I mumble it in such a way...
No, I'm saying you say it clear, but you just can't hear it. Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't think... You know what, I've always felt, and I've been certainly in situations like we all have in Chasanus, where you can't hear yourself think.
Right.
And, and a lot of times I scream the Berachas HaMazon, you know, really loud so that I make sure I hear it. But do I have to do that? I don't think I have to do that. I don't think so. I think if you're saying it at a audible range, even though you may not have physically heard it because of the loud noises on the outside, it's like Arya de Ravi, although like the Gemara says, it's like there's a lion on it. It's not, I don't know for sure. I don't want to pass it. Hamon Taninon. There's a Mishnah elsewhere in Megillah. It says the following: Hakol Shem Likrusas Megillah. Everybody's kosher to read the Megillah on Purim, which is coming up in another 2 months, right? More than that, 2.5 months. So everybody's kosher to read the Megillah except for Cheshrit V'Katan. Now, let's think about that word Cheresh in the context. We just said that in the Amrisha, we said, that clearly is not the case in that Mishnah. Because that Mishnah is talking about somebody who's reading, and it's telling me that even though he's reading, you're not being Yotzei. So he's not an Eino Medaber, he is a Medaber. So the Cheresh over there is clearly an Eino Shomea. He's a Medaber, the Eino Shomea. And it says you're not Yotzei. Right? So who's that coming out like? The Gemara is going to say, right? In fact, the Gemara, who's that? Amar of Masa. Rabbi Yossi. Again, that's got to be Rabbi Yossi, according to the Chachamim, there, of course, would be no problem. Because just like Kriya Shema Yotzei without hearing it, so the Cheresh will be Yotzei, then we Kriya Shema Yotzei also without hearing it, right? That's the Gemara. Anything here? Yeah. Next. So now, 782. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Now this Rabbi Yossi over here, this is the one that is the Amira, right? Don't get mixed up. I'm Rabbi Yossi, the Amira said, Havinon Sovereign Meimar, we originally thought to say, the Ma Pligin Rabbi Yossi Rabbanon, what is the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim? That is to say, where is it limited to? We originally thought it was talking about Shema. Dichsiv ba Shema. We thought, it says Shema. So maybe that's the machlokes. One holds you have to hear it, one holds you don't have to hear it. Hashar kol mitzvahs loy. But when it comes to all of the mitzvahs, Rabbi Yossi wouldn't be masking that you could be Yossi even though you don't hear it. That's what we thought originally. Havinon sovereign Meimar. We thought that originally. But now that we heard from Rav Masna, and he says that the Mishnah in Megillah is coming out like Rabbi Yossi, so we've learned, right? When Madom Rav Masna, Rabbi Yossi, so Hadom he Shema, he Shor Mitzvah Shema Torah. So we see we extend Rabbi Yossi's Shita, not limited to just Kriya Shema, but it's extended to all mitzvahs. Rabbi Yossi maintains regarding all mitzvahs that require speech that the performance of a deaf person is not valid even after the fact, even b'di'evet, because the person cannot hear his own recital. That's what we're saying over here. Right? This is pretty Prussian. Okay. So now, what about Rabbi Yossi's basis for this? Since it's not Shema by the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, what is his basis? My time with Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara brings a pasuk. Azatel mitzvaysov. The pasuk says, by all mitzvahs you have to hear. The literal translation is that you'll listen to Hashem's mitzvahs and you're going to do the mitzvahs. You'll listen to the tzivuyim. But we're dashing it by Hazanto that you have to hear it. Right? Shema lo oznecho ma shepicha medaber. Right? 14. According to this conclusion, Rabbi Yossi holds even the blessing over the separation of truma is invalid if recited by a deaf person. Nevertheless, our Mishnah's ruling that the truma separation is valid after the fact is correct because blessings are not ma'akev. That's partial. Right? That's why the mitzvah is kosher b'diyam. Now we have another approach to how to learn the Mishnah. Meaning, we're trying to, what we just said was, we said, Rav Masna had this statement that the Mishnah in Megillah, that says, HaKol Kshayim L'Kris Megillah, Chutz V'Cheresh Ha'Tzva Katan, is coming out like Rav Yossi, from which Rav Yossi came up with a diok that you see that applies across the board. Rav Chista is now going to tell us a whole different approach to that Mishnah. That Mishnah in Megillah, even though our Girsa says, HaKol Kshayim L'Kris Megillah Chutz Mi'Cheresh Ha'Tzva Katan, he says, Cheresh is a mistake. It doesn't belong there. The word cheresh was just thrown in there because wherever the Talmud quotes shaita and cotton, so it quotes cheresh shaita and cotton naturally, but cheresh doesn't belong there at all. This is what he says. Amar Rav Chisda, less kan cheresh. It's not included in the Mishnah over there. Ashgaras loshen himasnisa. It's just erroneously inserted there by students because of the way they usually put the stuff together. So therefore, this is what Rav Chisda, in other words, we have to understand, where is Rav Chisda coming from? Why is he insistent on that, on this? Because this is a pretty extreme thing to say, that the cheresh word doesn't belong there. So there must be a thinking that's going on over here. So what he says is like this. Rav Chisda says the word cheresh is erroneously inserted. We're looking at footnote 16. As a rule, when this term appears in the Mishnah together with shaita and cotton, it refers to a deaf mute, like we said in the beginning of the Masechta. Cheresh normally is Eino Shomea Ve'Eino Medaber. And the pshat is because he's not a bar das, just like the shaita and the cotton who are right next to him are also not b'nei deya. So therefore, it's mistara to say cheresh means he's Eino Shomea Ve'Eino Medaber. Now, the Mishnah Megillah cannot be referring to that, like we said, because they wouldn't be able to read the Megillah. So cheresh does not belong in the Mishnah. In other words, what he's saying is, if you have the word cheresh next to shait of a cotton, it should be like that sug of psulim, that he's an eino shmeh v'eino medaber. But since we absolutely must be talking about a person who is a medaber, it doesn't belong there. So therefore, erase it. That's the base. Because perforce, the term cheresh does not really belong in the Mishnah. It was inserted there erroneously, and that's it. That's his, the Mara Folda, maybe Rashi, whatever. That's their approach to this. There may be other approaches to how to learn why he was so adamant that Cheresh doesn't belong in the Mishnah. Okay, so now, the Gemara discusses Rav Chisda's approach to our Mishnah. So now, we want to get straight now. So, okay, so Rabbi Yossi, we no longer have to say that Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi because Cheresh doesn't even appear in that Mishnah. So it has no bearing at all on the case of a Cheresh Shemedaber Veno Shemeah. So forget about that. So Megillah is out. But now we still have our Mishnah, which does say that a Cheresh, which is Medaber Veno Shemeah, should not take Lechachilah Vabedi Evid. It is good. That is in our Mishnah. So how do we approach our Mishnah? So Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says the following. Mistavra Yoidi Rav Chisda Betrumas. He says, when I look back on Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda took this extreme position to get rid of Cheresh, I think that Rav Chisda is also going to agree that our Mishnah, Dehi Rabbi Yossi, but it's Mistavra, that he's going to agree with our previous conclusion that that's going to be Rabbi Yossi's opinion, right? Because, again, that's far that we said. The Chachamim held I Kriya Shema, that you would say, even though it says Shema, they said you don't have to hear it, so it's Mistavra that they wouldn't agree with our Mishnah that you couldn't take a Lechachila. On the bottom of this, on the bottom of the note, it's just important to read, the bottom of 17. The basis for the understanding of Chisda in this way is as follows. Our Mishnah rules that one who can speak but cannot hear may not initially separate Truma. It's unreasonable to attribute this ruling to the Tanakamo, who disagrees with Reb Yossi and holds that if you occur Kriya Shema of Loishmiel Oznov, that you're Yotze, for according to them, an inaudible blessing is surely valid. There's no reason to reject a deaf mute from separating Truma, even Lechachila. So therefore, the Mishnah must follow Reb Yossi, who holds that not to hear the recital is cause for invalidation. Since his blessing is invalid, so then he shouldn't do it because then he'd be taking off Truma without a bracha, which is, of course, not something you should do. Okay? So that's what he basically says. So that's Rabbi Yossi saying, Mistavra, Yodi Rav Chisda, Betrumas, Nehi Rabbi Yossi. Rav Yosi the Amira is saying that Rav Chisda the Amira will agree that by Trumas, our Mishnah will come out like Rav Yosi the Tana. Next page, Rav Vav on Zayin on base. All right, we're right on time, right? Perfect. It's 8:46. I'm Rav Yosi Rabbon. Al Karchach Itmar Dehi Rav Yosi. So the Gemara is now going to prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that this is for sure true. If you want, you can go back to the Mishnah and hold it maybe open, you know, with your right hand, so you'll see the Mishnah, right, on Aleph Amud Aleph. You'll see the structure of the Mishnah. You'll see right away why he says this. So he says, it must be. Look at the first five people who cannot separate Truma. So let's look at them. So he said, and Nochri. So we have the first five that cannot take Truma, and if they took it, it's not Truma. So we have that, those five. That's the first statement of the Mishnah. Chamisha, Loi Truma, the first five. In that list, the Shaita over there is an Enosh Shmei Aveinu Medaber, right? Now, the one who's Medaber of Enosh Shmei, he's not in that list, right? He's not on that list. Lo tnino nimhon. The case of a deaf mute who can speak is not in the list. Why is he not included in that list? V'in mishum she'in truma so truma. If you're going to say because the Mishnah is talking about people who the truma is not valid truma, even b'di'avad, whereas the truma of a deaf person who can speak is good b'di'avad, then, so that would make sense why it's not in the Reisha. Well, what about the Seifa? You have a Seifa with also five. Hatina Kamishta Achiyasa, there's later in the chapter, in Halacha 4 and 12a. So if we go to 12a, let's look at 12a. 12a, take a look at the Mishnah there. It says Kamisha, there's another five. Lo yitromu, they should not take truma. Then tormu truma some truma, but if they did take, b'di evad it's truma, and it gives five cases: elam, shikur, aram, suma, balkari. But guess who's missing? Cheresh shem medaber v'eno shemeya is not in that list, so it's not in the reisha and it's not in the seifa. So, rather, Rebbe put it in a separate category all by itself. Why did he do that? It must be the reason why on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph we have the case of it's Mishnah Beis Perish Hamedaber Veino Shomea Lo Yitrom Vim Torum Trumasi Truma. The reason why Rabbeinu HaKadosh put that separately and did not put it over there on Daf Yud Beis is because it's a separate category. Those five, there's no machlokas. The B.O.C. is also maskim. And the Chachamim are also maskim. There's no machlokas tanoim. But this case is a machlokas tanoim. Because according to the Chachamim of Rabbi B.O.C., by Kriyashma, they're going to hold that he can take lechachila. So that's why Rabbeinu HaKadosh put this as a separate case, because he's going like Rabbi B.O.C. That's what he's trying to do. So he's trying to. This is what Rabbi Yosi Rabbon is trying to say. It's al karchach itmar Rabbi Yosi. That's the structure of the Mishnah. Does that make sense? Yeah. So the Gemara says, Tamon Tanina. It's talking about the mitzvah for Ian the Beis Hamikdash. So it says al karchach yamiria. Chutz mecharshayt b'kain. Okay, it says that the three don't have to do the mitzvah for Ian. They don't have to be all the regal, right? So the Gemara says, "Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Elazar, l'man Yishmael, l'man Yilmudu." Why is that the case? He says here in the English that the Gemara understands that in this Mishnah, Cheresh is not just the deaf mute of Enosh Shomea of Enosh Medaber, but it includes also a Medaber of Enosh Shomea. So what's the pasuk that tells me that a person who is a Medaber Enosh Shomea is also excluded from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. So, Chavraya, Laman Yishmael, Laman Yilmadu. It says in the Pasuk over there by Hakel that you go there for hearing and teaching. So, the people have to hear in order to hear. And I guess there's a Hekish or something for Tahakel. I guess it's going to say it someplace over here. I think I recall that it says it's a, there's a Hekesh.
It says
what?
The book called Yisrael LeRoz, and then it says Shalosh Baruch Hashanah Yirei Kol Zchurcha.
Yeah, so there's a Hekesh. There's a Hekesh.
This is always.
It's not just every 7 years, right? We're talking about always. Yeah. No. Again, we're talking about Ol Re'iyah, which is every Gemur Golem. Every regal. And this exclusion, L'man Yishma L'man Yomadu, is only by the Mitzvah Hakel, which is once every 7 years on Sukkos. So all I'm saying is, we learn one from the other. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, okay. I just wanted to see if I could see it. It's explicitly over here.
It says, Al Pi Abav the Chagig of Gimel Aleph.
I just can't find it. I wish I could find it.
What? The Hekesh?
Yeah, I wish he would say it someplace.
He says it in the footnote in the Hebrew.
Yeah, but I'm looking for it in the English, okay?
All right. He says, Rasil.
Let's see. Well, whatever. Sorry about that. I thought I would be able to find it. Ad kedom medavav ena shomea. Thus far, we know to exclude only somebody who speaks but does not hear. Shomea ve'ena medaber. What if you can hear but you can't speak? How about that? So the Gemara says, Pashat, Repilu b'shem Ravlas, l'man yilmadu l'man yilamdu. That it says l'man yilmadu, so they will learn, so we dash in yilman l'yilamdu, so that in order you should teach. Teaching, right? Teaching is also, right? Requires speech to teach others, right? Since you can't speak, you can't teach others. Let's see. It says over here, since we know that a deaf person who can speak and a mute who can hear are exempt from Hakel, we may conclude that they are likewise, there it is, they are likewise exempt from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, since there is a Gzeira Shava that links these two mitzvahs. Here it is. It's on 7b2. The Gemara, the English at the top said it. I just forgot where it was located. And he brings in footnote 13 the Hekesh. Okay, fine. So the Gemara comments. So Rabbi Yonah hado amar glas koloi derebi kolon. So from this we see, in effect, that the rules, these general rules that Rabbeinu HaKadosh set up in his Mishnah, on Mishnah Aleph, on Aleph Amud Aleph, is not a rule. Which is without exception. His rules are not comprehensive rules. Because he said, whenever it says cheresh, it means cheresh sheinu shmei avinu medaber. And here you see, right? This ninon, cheresh medaber avinu shmei lo yitron. And then it says cheresh or dibuchacham mochamokam, eno shmei avinu medaber. Vesamrino, meimar shmei avinu medaber cheresh, medaber avinu shmei cheresh. And we've shown by the mitzvah Re'iyah that the cheresh is both a shomea or a medaber, but it doesn't mean that he's only shomea and a medaber. So you see, the rule is not a comprehensive rule because you see, by Re'iyah, the rule is not correct. That's number one, an exception. And number two, an exception. There's another mishnah, and that's by Chalitza on Daf Chesam and Aleph, Hasnino on cheresh shacholatz v'charetz shacholza v'charetz lokotin Chalitza subsula. That if you have a cheresh doing chalitza, or you're doing chalitza to a chereshes, that's no good. That the reason is because either the deaf man or the woman is invalid because they cannot enunciate the psukim. It says, va'amra, right? He says, lo l'chvatzdi l'kachta, I don't want to take her as a yavama. And she says, oh, whatever, you know, whatever the Lashon is over there. So you see over there, again, it says Cheresh. And the only reason why they can't say it is because of their inability to speak. It's not about somebody who can't hear. Usninon, Cheresh, Hadad, Messiah, Rabbi Yonah, Hadad, the less quality, the Rabbi Kolin. In effect, Rebbe's general rules are not absolute rules. This is a simple Gemara. The Gemara is just simply saying there are exceptions to rules, which we all know. Every rule has exceptions, and this is no different. Okay?
So basically, we say that every place that it says Chayr Shot V'Katan, it means Einu Shomea V'Einu Medaber, unless we have a good reason to say otherwise.
That's correct. That is correct. There are exceptions, and I guess you have to know, you know, each case. For all I know, these are the only two cases.
What about Shofar?